alexandrametters of galacticconnection.com. And we have a really special radio program today. First of all, this is my first video recording because so many people have been asking me to do this, as well as James here. And we're breaking into the big 21st century, huh, James? So this is going to be our recording for the BBS radio show on Tuesdays from 3 to 4:55 Pacific Standard Time, Station 2. And the reason James and I were just kind of shooting the, you know what, and talking about how to kick off the new year, and a lot of the information that's come in through December was really hefty, I think James agrees. And we wanted everyone to just get some clarity on combining the physical aspects of, you know, the 3D world and the financial system and what's really happening with that, and also all the really cool stuff that's going on in the etheric and astral plane. I mean, there's some really exciting stuff, and they're merging. They're really merging and marrying and bringing to fruition a new society that we've all been waiting for. So I wanted everyone to remember that we are going into the year of the sheep, by the way, on February 19th. That's the Chinese New Year. James is going to give us some information on that whole thing and how that fits in. But just a key ingredient here. It says the year of the sheep is a highly creative period wherein people may express their artistic natures and find great pleasure in simply following their heart's desires. Isn't that cool? While allowing others the freedom to do the same. I mean, how much more appropriate can you get? It says the leading characteristics of this is a spirit of helpfulness, and sheep are never happier than when they're making others happy. I just thought that was so appropriate.
That's perfect.
Yeah, that's kind of
my modus operandi. I'm happy when I see other people heal and get clear and get their own personal creator connection going.
Yeah, I thought it was really cool. So I wanted to kind of start off with, you know, we first began this whole thing because you had come into some really cool information about the RV and the financial system. And I know there's some things you can share and there's some things you can't share. So whatever you feel comfortable with. But I'd like to start off with that. You know, that was supposedly was the big day of December 12th. Mm-hmm. Can you share any information on that?
Well, I'll tell you my understanding is I've been talking to some people that on the highest levels and you know, even the one they call grandfather and I guess it's out, they call him O1. You know, I got a phone call from there just out of the blue. I didn't expect it at all, you know, and other than in meditation, I was told I was going to get a call from the East. And after that phone call, I just felt some amazing energy coming from these people, very high energy, you know, kind of like fifth dimensional Christ consciousness type of energy.
Nice.
And I go, wow, these guys are on the right track here. And then I started listening to their, what their programming is and how they're doing things. And they're doing things very smart. You know, there a lot of people want everything to be done like tomorrow. They want their check in the mail. They want to go out and buy their new condo and their new beach house or whatever. You know, it isn't going to work that way. So it's really important to realize, and you know, there's a lot of evidence that some of the money's already been moved, but just the interest alone on some of these accounts has been moved to take care of, you know, this system we have over here, our own financial system, so it doesn't collapse, because the petrol dollar is basically toilet paper right now, you know, with the BRICS you know, everything else going on. So it's, you know, unfortunately, we've let people be in charge of our economic system that have no loyalty to the people whatsoever. Their loyalty is to the banksters, and they've just been printing money like crazy with no backing.
Well, what is your view on the plummeting of the oil prices? Because there's two schools of thought. One is that it's just kind of setting us up for a global, you know, financial collapse. But on the other hand, if you look at it, some of the most major profits of the Saudi Arabians is hugely based solely on oil. And it kind of felt like a strategic move. So I wanted to know what you thought about that.
Yeah, it's interesting because I've heard two different stories on that. One, I heard that we were doing it to collapse the ruble, you know, the Russian economy and things like that. And then I heard another story is that when this goes down, you know, it's now they're not going to be able to frack anymore because it's not economically feasible to do all the fracking and do all the tar sand things and things of that nature because the prices are so low. So, I mean, I've heard like 10 different stories, and that end of it, I'm not really clear on, you know, so, but it's not going to work, whatever they're doing. And we just all get a lot of cheap gas out of it, you know. But,
I love it. I love it. I know I haven't seen gas prices like this since, what, the 80s? I mean, this is $2.
I'm on Maui right now. The gas prices are going down, but they're pretty high here on the island. So
it's $2.35 in my neighborhood.
Wow.
That's amazing. It's unheard of. I haven't seen prices like that in so low.
I'm going to get home quick and fill up my cars.
Come on over here, James. Yeah. So an interesting thing, before you and I had this recording, I was checking on some of the Dragon Society stuff that's out there. Mm-hmm. And the ambassador that speaks to Ron, interestingly enough, they had a sign supposedly over the sky in Beijing, and it was a phoenix coming before a dragon. What do you think?
Yeah.
What's your perspective on that? I mean, basically he said, this is something they've been waiting for. It was supposed to represent the new start as an official beginning. Like it has begun. And everyone's feeling it.
I think they were too waiting for the new year, the Chinese New Year, to really announce a lot of this stuff. But I think the sign probably, you know, inspired them to bring some things out a little earlier because they feel better and better now that they are going to put an end to this cabal situation and, you know, the war on disease profiteers and the people who've been just, you know, ruining the planet and most of the people's lives as well. So I think they feel really good about that. My information is that a long time ago, the global reset, whatever you want to call it, reevaluation has already been done quite a while ago. We're going to start seeing the effects of it. A lot of the other things have been moved. Money's been moved here and there and wherever it needs to be, you know, to prop up the system right now. And then they're going to start vetting out some of the people that have done some pretty heinous things. You know, there'll be like a truth and reconciliation program going on. A lot of people called me and I understand that. They go, what? These guys are getting all this money. These are the same criminals that screwed us up before, you know, and everything else. And I said, well, you know, they just got enough to prop them up to keep it going. So there can be this vetting out system. That's my interpretation of it. And they have a choice. They either turn, they shift and get back, you know, in alignment with the awakening healing of humanity, the earth and the earth's ascension process, or they're out. And a lot of them are. And so those structures are already in place, and they're using some of those structures to turn the planet around. Some of the people I talk to are people that are actually, you know, have their fingers on the accounts, you know, that are actually moving the money and working on it. So they're giving me updates. Some of the things I probably shouldn't talk about, you know, I don't want to overstep my bounds.
Sure.
Because I know in talking with the ambassador, it was a short conversation, but not the ambassador, I'm sorry, with the grandfather, is that there's more information about that. A lot of people are just talking about the grandfather, where there's a lot more to it than the grandfather. There's other people involved too.
I would imagine so.
There's grandmothers, you know, so we'll I don't want to go into that, but I'm just saying there's just a lot more to this story than people are hearing. And I kind of want to give people a heads up and warn people. There's a lot of people are saying, oh, we're going to get $1 bazillion. There's nothing to worry about. We're going to fund everything. Well, if you haven't been doing humanitarian work already, and if your projects aren't in alignment with, you know, the awakening and healing process, with taking care of the needy, you know, and feeding the hungry and taking care of disease and, you know, whatever. If you're not part of the awakening healing process, whatever that is, or if you haven't been and you're going to jump right in and say, oh, I'm going to get $1 billion now because all of a sudden I'm a healer, you know, it just doesn't work
that way.
You know,
I want to add something to that. Some of the messages that have been coming in for me for literally since 1997 in regards to that have been, when you receive a great deal of money, there is, number one, a responsibility. And number two, it's like a thought process that you really are not thinking individualistically. And
exactly.
What I mean by that is, hey, you can have a really nice house. There is abundance on this planet. There should be no judgment as to what people do to live in beauty and harmony and whatever makes their float, you know, their boat float. But that is not the core of why you want to use that money for other causes. You know, it's not all about you. So if you haven't shown that on a consistent basis, as well as you know, what's the old adage that the majority of the people that win the lottery, they're broke within 5 years.
Yeah.
They want to see people that really have the staying power to take this all the way to the end, that have the consciousness to be able to handle it, because it's a whole nother platform, James, of handling different kinds of attack. You know, different kinds of intensity, you know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's you know, I thought about it myself when I was talking to the grandfather and some of the other people involved and everything. And I said, boy, I would love to really, you know, give, you know, East Eddie a shot in the arm. I've been financing this thing for 30 years.
Absolutely.
And just, you know, living on a shoestring, basically. But, you know, it'd be great. But then there's another part of me that's going, well, there's a lot of other people that aren't eating right now. They don't have a roof over their heads. They don't have, there's a lot of other things. And there is an abundance of wealth to take care of that and help East Eddie. Because we're very focused on the you know, awakening and healing part and empowering the individual to make their own personal connection with Creator, the emotional process oriented therapies, and some other healing technologies, you know, with the super oxygenated water and some other technologies I won't even talk about right now that we're getting ready to bring in. But, you know, all of that, you know, we're creating a template where people can come and go, hey, here's where people live, you know, a very spiritual life in harmony with nature and service, you know, to the Creator and all creation. And they're really doing something. And other people can come and see that and then recreate these same templates, you know, on this is how we can live, you know, a very abundant spiritual life in harmony with nature and at the same time be of service, you know, because we just don't have very many templates out there.
No, we don't. Yeah, yeah. I mean, the Venus Project is about the only major, on a grounder scale.
Exactly.
Of what's out there. And that's kind of what I'm working on is stuff like that, you know.
Yeah. And even myself, when I look at this, I just go, well, it's going to be really hard for me to you know, accept any major funding, you know, if I know people, you know, because I travel a lot. I travel through Mexico and things like that. And there's villages that don't even have water. You know, they don't have a bathroom and things
crazy.
Like that. And, but, you know, they said it's not a problem. You know, all that can be taken care of, you know, which is great. You know,
well, so. I think, too, it's really important that the infrastructure gets set up in place.
Yeah.
So that we can get all these people fed and clothed and, you know, fresh water and that kind of thing. I mean, I think that's so important right now to get these free energy devices and the free energy supply set up. And that takes infrastructure. It also, here's the other thing is people are going to be able to take jobs, J-O-Bs, where they're really fulfilled and they're excited and they know that they're actually helping the planet.
Exactly.
And they're not struggling for survival. So I think that's what I've been focusing on is, okay, I'll be able to assist people that are really struggling to even put food on their table right now.
You know? I think that's so important, you know, and also too, we have, you know, very large gardens there. We're putting in some bigger gardens right now and we're going to be, you know, using the latest organic methods as well as working with other nature intelligences and energies as well, you know, in the garden. So it's going to be a real hands-on, you know, get your feet dirty project,
cool.
You know, with aquaponics, everything. Mm-hmm. You know, we're going to be showing all the different modalities and hopefully we'll have, I have connections right now where we'll have the fuelless energy technologies that we can employ to show people that, you know, not only can you run your house efficiently, you can have a vehicle that may not even need tires, you know. It's like, not only does it not need fuel, it doesn't need tires either, you know. So
it's here now. Would that be
wonderful? Yeah, the technology is here now. It's on the planet right now. It's just a matter of getting it out there.
Isn't there a technology that extracts water from the atmosphere? For those that are living in very arid conditions?
And seawater is not a problem, you know, in desalinization projects with that, you know, because the energy's there now to do that. There's so many different projects, and I know people that have devices that are just amazing, that they could actually run a city, you know, off of these devices, and at the same time they would clean the water and produce purified super oxygenated water, and at the same time generate a massive amount of electricity. And so it's a one-stop container. You know, you could go into a village and just drop this thing off and you know, purify even sewer water. That's and it uses a plasma technology to burn whatever's in the water that doesn't need to be there anymore. And out of it comes healing water and, you know, generate an amazing amount of electricity. So,
fantastic.
You know, these technologies are here now. It's just a matter of getting the right people behind them and getting them out.
I think I just read an article the other day that they've come up with a new technique of taking plastics that are all over the place,
mm-hmm. yeah.
In our, you know, all over in the dumps and that kind of thing. And they're able to melt them down. Have you heard about this?
Yeah. And turn them into fuel.
Yeah. I thought that was really sweet.
Yeah. They can turn it into kerosene or diesel or gasoline, all three, you know, and,
very cool.
And yeah. And they also have a device that actually it's a plastic magnet. They can put in the water and mine these places that are as big as Texas out there where all this plastic is gathered together.
Wow.
Yeah. So
let me ask you something. This has come up a lot for Steve and I in the last many years, but I read somewhere that the elders took the sign of seeing the 555 mm-hmm. and how it was overtaking the 666. I wanted to see what your feedback was on that.
Yeah, they are looking at that, and I think they put a lot of stock in that. I'm not a major numerologist, so I'm not exactly sure how all that works. I've had my numbers done and things like that, but
we see 555s like all the time. I mean, we've been seeing them for years, so I was just curious.
I always see like the 1111 constantly, and then 1212 yeah. constantly, and I'm sure I'm going to start seeing 1414 pretty soon. You know?
Yep. We need to keep you here, okay?
Yeah.
We need you. So what do you feel about the vibrations that have just entered this realm in the last couple of months on the planet?
Oh, some amazing things are happening. I just found out that there's four major portals that opened up, or stargates, you might say. I know there's one that opened up over in Egypt. You know, there's one that opened up here on Maui. And
yeah.
We watched Maui go through this transition on Haleakala. These massive clouds, multi-layered clouds, it looked like big saucer clouds, appeared there just a couple days ago. And then we had this storm come through that was just insane. You know, 65-mile-an-hour winds. You know, I was watching trees bending down to the ground here. It was just like a little hurricane situation happened, which often happens when these energies are being activated. So that was quite interesting. You know, monsoon rain. They had both some of the strongest winds and also the coldest temperatures than they've ever had and the highest rainfall. You know, so it's like they're breaking all kinds of records here. There's major change happening. You know, nature's responding to the other energies. I'm not sure where the other two. I could guess, but I don't want to. But I haven't had a chance to look into it. I could find out where the other two portals were. But last time I asked the question, they said, "Well, you shouldn't put that out there right now because they're new and they could be tampered with." So. You know, they could be using HARP to blast them or something like that. So it's better not to let these things out. But the other ones are stabilized, you know, so they're...
Well, I was going to add to that. I work with another person on the inner plane and just gets an incredible amount of confirmation with what I have experienced. And as you know, coming back from South Africa,
yeah,
so much more information has come forth as to what really went down in the two portals that I opened up there. And
yeah.
apparently they needed to be open first in order for the others to follow suit. It was like the Halls
yeah.
of Amenti situation, the whole interlocking of the gateways.
Yeah.
And he picked up on Hawaii. And mm-hmm. there's definitely one in Russia. I think a lot of people are getting that news already. And then there's another one. But the last one is a secret. They're not letting anyone know where it is, which is smart. I'm glad to see that. But the thing I thought was interesting is he's hearing that all of these portals will be fully up and running, ready to blow by January 8th. Wow. So, and you normally don't get a date like that, but this came in loud and clear.
Yeah.
So, and I wanted to share with everybody, because this is really exciting. It says, these portals are receivers of light transporting the occupation of the heart space of Mother Earth. They will create change. They have harmonics that can realize the change that is necessary. They are one octave higher than what we're used to. So they're really going to up the ante for all of us.
Yeah, yeah.
They will create dynamics to getting more into our own heart space. They exist with no separation between us and our fullness. They will be harmonized and not resistant to change. They are about changing the octaves here. They are vibrationally inert. They, let me see, subsign the supracausal. And it says here, know that they harmonize with you and your being for the realization of the absolute harmonic heart. How cool is that? And when I read this, I was tripping out because one of the other missions that we did, it basically came through that it was the heart.
Yeah.
You know, the whole area in Botswana. And that there were six tributaries down into the Kavanga Delta, and they get clogged up and they dry up and that kind of thing. And they were telling me that on an energetic basis, we were basically giving a kind of a chelation therapy energetically. Yeah. So that really fits in with my messages.
Well, you know, the heart is the key. I always tell people, and for years I've been telling people, your heart is your connector. Your soul sits, you know, right here. And your soul's connected to the source. And, you know, and a lot of people get very upset at me. I said, you know, a lot of your religions were created by the ancient Anunnaki, and a lot of them were fallen Anunnaki. And they're very mental. They're mental-based. And there's no love in some of them. And if there's no love in them, you know, even Paul said, you know, when you're walking in love, you're walking with God, you know. So, I mean, even he figured it out, you know. So, you know, I think about that, you know, it's just, we know the basics, you know, we know what universal law is, you know, it's basically focus on universal peace, brother, sisterly love, individual freedom and prosperity for everyone, you know, equality, unity, consciousness, whatever you want. It's very simple. But it's written in the heart of hearts of all of us. And it's very easy to operate under that universal law. And when we do that, then we're in alignment with Creator and also the Earth's ascension process, because that's where she's going as well. So that's where we need to get back to. And this whole Archon grid, you know, the draconian programs that are running things right now are completely imploding. There's no support for them anymore. And the people that are having trouble that are participating in this network need to really step out of it and get back into the heart. That's their only, you know, you might say salvation, you know, that's the only way they're going to get through these shifts.
Thank you for bringing that up, because that was a message that I was supposed to share today on the show with us. And that is to remind everyone that the Congo portal in Africa, it was shut down, and I was there, and I saw, and I know. And one of the things that was also stopped was the pumping in of the archons into this realm. That was shut down. And the other thing that I was given, and this is not just me, this is people writing into me after I returned and saying, oh my God, I got these messages, I got to share them with you. They were in complete alignment with what I was receiving. And that is that they will no longer allow this to take place. Mm-hmm. We are in a different paradigm right now. These nasty beings are not going to be allowed to come into this realm and continue to intrude upon our free will and space. But it's an internal job now. So things have shifted, James, from we had all this constant barrage, and that has really subsided. It's now more of, you might have your own Klingons, right? Mm-hmm. You may have somebody driving your spaceship, so to speak. Your Merkaba may not be fully mastered by you yet, but that's internal work. So I'm really mm-hmm. wanting to remind everybody that's where we're at now. There's not a, you know, we can't just keep walking around going, oh, it's the Archons. Okay. Yeah. Really what we're down to, it, from what I've been told, is the 12% who are the heads of state and mm-hmm. above.
Yeah. Well, even if you're going to go up against the Archons, you don't do it externally. You know, it's like, but people think,
good point.
You know, people are so programmed that everything is external. You know, your love, your joy, your happiness all comes from external, you know, means. And also, too, this battle is an external battle. You know, we're going in there with star weapons and blowing them up. You know, the real war is happening in consciousness.
Yeah.
And the real players in this are coming from the level of cause or consciousness and working down through the light and energy and mass, because that's how creation works. So it's as if the highest level, the ones operating on cause, have said, it's finished, you're done, we're moving to the next level, we're ascending. And that's coming down through the light and the, you know, the energy and then the physical mass. And people don't realize there's beings, you know, we have Star Nation beings that are physical. You know, some are less dense physical than we are. Some are just pure energy beings and they have energy ships. And some are light beings and they have light ships. And then some are just pure Merkaba consciousness. You know, they travel around in their own Merkabas. So there's all different types of ships and civilizations involved in this process. And the higher civilizations and the higher beings are all pressing in on the earth and getting rid of this old grid, you know, the old draconian program. And then the people on the earth are being activated, the star seeds, whatever you call them, the light warriors, everybody has a name for them. The people that actually incarnated from these higher civilizations here on Earth that may be asleep are all being activated. And, you know, I was told something a long time ago. I said, how is this going to play out? You know, how this is like so dense and so ugly. How is this going to turn around? And then I was told that, you know, by this one channel, he said, God has given his best, you know, to the Earth for these times. And his best will awaken.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah.
Love it.
And so that's what I see happening, you know, is that they're here now. You know, the Creator's best are here on the planet right now. A lot of them are waking up to who they are and their part in things and, you know, throwing off the old program and the old shackles and they're getting ready to rise up and just, you know, call things as they are.
Right.
You know, and that's happening everywhere, especially with the children now.
Yeah, and in fact, you and I spoke the other day, and we both received this message in, you know, separate circumstances. But you were agreeing with me that Father God has given the decree that enough is enough. It is done. We are mm-hmm. moving on. And
yes,
you would agree with that, right?
Yes, definitely. You know, and that is like just like the gold reserves, everything. All of that stuff has happened on a very high level, and it's coming down through the continuum to manifest, you know, it's happening on the highest levels of the economic system, and then it's going to come down to the people, you know, it's going to, I hate to use that trickle down thing. I mean, that's an old Reaganomics thing, but.
No, but that's a really good parallel. I never really thought of it that way on a financial level. I think most of us think of it so baseline.
Yeah.
You know, so dense and 3D. Yeah, so there's
they know this. The people in charge of those funds, I mean, that's why they gave me a call, because they said I was the first person they've heard that actually understands the players, the multidimensional players involved in this situation. And so
fantastic.
So for some reason, that's they wanted me to get involved. I don't even know what my involvement is yet. I haven't heard, you know, so I'm not going to, like, toot my horn and say, yeah, me and the grandfather were buds, you know, and stuff like that. You know, I just experienced him. I know who he is energetically. And I know there's others involved too. And things are getting done on a very high level. And we're going to see, you know, it's a planetary liberation, an economic liberation that's happening.
Yeah.
And we're right in the middle of this process.
Yes. And just the fact that you've been contacted is also a confirmation of information that I've received. So it just goes to show you that we truly are in the moving forward, progressing. We're not just talking about it. It's not just stuff that's just going on in the background or you know, mysteriously. It's really starting to take root. And I think people are going to start seeing that, which is going to create a lot of excitement for everyone. Because even if some of the major players receive funding or whatever they want to call it, you know, because you've got prosperity packages and you've got humanitarian funding and you've got the Chinese bonds and all sorts of things that are floating around out there, it doesn't really matter because those that will be presented with this type of funding, it's going to be able to pretty much put a lot of people to work. But it won't be work. It won't be work. It'll be like total joy and excitement, you know?
Yeah, it'll be, you know, you'll be aligned with your own unique purpose and you can do what brings you joy versus doing something you don't like to do. I mean, I love digging ditches. I mean, at the ranch there, people are walking around looking for James, you know, and they see this guy with dirt all over him down in the ditch, you know, putting in a line or something like that. And you know, and someone will come up to me and go, "Has he ever come out? Do you ever see him?" You know, like, "Yeah, he never comes out." You know,
he's down in the ditch.
He just gives us orders, you know, like this. I joke around with people, and you know, and then they see me later and they go, "Oh, you are him." You know, so it's kind of funny.
That's so funny.
But you know, it's just like I like working, you know, with the land. I feel good after a hard day's work.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like I really
a good sweat.
Yeah, yeah, seriously. And I don't see it as work. I mean, other people go, "You worked." You know, like they get all upset, you know, because they don't have a work ethic. And I said, well, you know, the thing is, it's all in your mind. It's like, I don't even know why you call it work. Yeah. To me, I'm creating. You know, I'm manifesting, I'm creating, I'm doing what needs to be done on the physical for this creation to happen. And as long as I'm moving forward, doing all I can on this level, the miracles are going to follow. And that's how the whole ranch got together. The whole East Eddy Ranch came together is by not waiting for somebody else to do it, just doing it and then waiting for, you know, those others to come on that understand, you know, what's going on. You know, and it's a 30-year process. So you got to have a little patience.
I had a master teacher tell me once, and it's stuck with me ever since. And he said, source or supreme being or whatever you want to call it, creator God, loves courage and heroes.
Yeah.
And I just remember that, you know, he said he loves to see those that take risks because it shows this, you know, this unspoken faith that somebody's got their back.
Yeah. And you know, to me, it's like, there's times I tried to walk away from this and I just couldn't do it.
Yeah.
You know, I couldn't reassimilate back into the mainstream. It just didn't work for me. But I'm just doing my sole purpose. I'm following my own unique purpose. And that's where your real power comes from and your joy and happiness and everything else. And people go, "Why do you do this?" And I said, I don't know what else to do.
Yeah.
You know, it's who I am. I'm just following my own inner guidance. There isn't a question. I don't question it. You know, I just do it, you know, and operate from that level.
That's perfect. Well, now tell me a little bit about your whole perspective on the 1871 Act and, you know, the United States of America being a corporation and how supposedly that is no longer going on. What is your, you know, what have you heard as to where we're at with that whole thing?
Well, I've heard from behind the scenes and from some judges, actually, that they're being sequestered and they're being told they have to get back aligned with common law. And this maritime law is going to be going out the door. And some are very hesitant with it, and some don't want to give up their corporations. People don't realize that our whole legal system, the vast majority of it, is a for-profit corporation, which is a conflict of interest right in the beginning.
Absolutely.
And a lot of things that they're trying to nail you with, statutes and things like that, aren't really law. You know, they're
policies.
Yeah, they're just policies, but people are so afraid. I broke the law. No, you might have stepped on a statute here and there, but it's not law. And if you didn't injure anybody, then no harm done. But, you know, you got to have an injured party. But, You know, there's a lot of things in there that people don't realize is that we need to. I think one of the key things in here is all these things are happening on these higher levels and everything, but who's going to enforce it? And that's the big key. Like the Bushes, all those guys have been on trial. You know, they've been for war crimes. All these other things. All of these things have happened. Even Germany now is putting them up on Cheney and the group on war crimes. And
I know, it's amazing.
Yeah, countries are, you know, so that's a really good sign.
It's really good
sign. But, you know, then you go back to, well, who's going to enforce it? Well, when we get these common law courts going and we get the judges, you know, back on track again, the ethical ones, and weed out the other ones, then we can start straightening this mess out. But, you know, all of this whole thing, I don't even think that it's even, I mean, it's functioning. The corporation, the United States of America Corporation is barely functioning right now. But, other people say it's off the books. It's even been taken off the books because people don't want to be legally responsible, you know, for everything that corporation has done and everything. So they've actually taken it off the books and things like that. So I've heard a lot of different stories and I've gotten, you know, emails on that. I couldn't verify it, eventually what I see is that some of the things I see happening have already been done and some of the things haven't been done yet, but will be done. And I do see us, you know, returning back to the original Constitution, returning back to common law, and a lot of these, you know, corporations, you know, like that are profiting at the expense of humanity and the earth, they're going to be taken out. They're going to be held accountable, and you know, for what they've done. And so there will be a truth and reconciliation program going on where they say, okay, if you turn and get with us and be part of the system, fine. You know, we're going to move in this direction. And if you fight us, then you're not going to be so fine. You know, it's not going to work out too well. So,
James,
the people behind this movement are very forgiving. They're very enlightened. They're very forgiving, but they're not going to play around anymore. They're saying this is where we're going, period.
Yeah. That's the feeling I've gotten. I mean, that's the in my opinion, that's the biggest news of all is that we're moving forward. There is no, let's see if they'll change light, you know, let's see if they'll change and become a different turncoat, so to speak.
Yeah.
They're not doing that anymore. They're ready to move forward and the decree has been given. So that is, in my opinion, the most exciting news of all is that we are truly moving forward in 2015. And it feels like this is the year that's being slated for setting the foundation for the new society. You know,
exactly.
Everybody getting ready and setting up the funding for the core projects and that kind of thing. Getting people out there and out of survival mode and into creativity mode.
Yeah.
You know.
And you know, there's all kinds of programs out there, you know, that there's, you know, these WeShare programs and things like that help people fund their dream, and they're amazing. You know, like, what is your dream? You know, we're gonna pay it forward. I was saying at the New Year's, you know, why not pray it forward, you know, rather than just thinking about yourself.
Yeah.
Say a prayer for your closest friends and family and your external circle as well. Start creating, you know, get into creationary mind. Start creating the world you want to see happen and do whatever you can on, do your part, you know, to make that happen and walk away from the actions that are asked of you that are not in harmony with humanity and the earth. You know, it's time for us. And I also see, too, that this is going to be the next 2 years are going to be the years of personal responsibility and accountability, and the karmic backlash is fast approaching, a lot of the elite and a lot of the spiritual new age people say, well, karma doesn't exist, you know, and because there is no judgment or things like that. Well, it does exist because you carry it, you know, on a soul level. It's written within your own soul. Your own soul's taking notes, you know. So.
Right.
So although you can intellectually say it doesn't exist, that's not going to stop the reaction unless you go into total forgiveness and release that situation and heal it, because there will be a reaction.
That's exactly why there's soul fragmentation.
Yeah.
Think about it. You know,
yeah.
That's why we fragment our souls, is from the karmic implications and repercussions of what we think we should have done, mm-hmm. or what we think we didn't do that wasn't sufficient or enough or proper or whatever because of our own virtues.
Yeah.
And we're still carrying that. That's still in our memory.
I love what Muhammad said. He said, there's no perfect man, only perfect intentions. And,
Ooh, nice.
You know, as long as we're involved with other humans and that fickle program going on, you know, all we can do is our best. And, yeah. and that's what I've always operated from. Look, I'm doing my best. I'm trying to do what's highest and best good for everyone. And sometimes that might be telling some people, look, you're creating just too much disharmony here. You're creating too much of a problem here. You need to go work that out somewhere else.
Yeah.
You know? So I always tell people being a Christ doesn't mean being a doormat. You know,
Good point.
Yeah.
And the other thing I wanted to do was I pulled up a couple of key things that have been going on in the internet just to see what your take is on it. I'm not expecting you to be, you know, some whiz kid financial guru, but did you hear about Gordon Duff's speech? I mean, that flew all over the internet. This was the first time in history numerous acts of terrorism from around the world were identified and ascribed to a large organized crime syndicate.
Uh-huh.
Did you hear about this? Duff explained that what is going on in Iraq and Syria with ISIS is not terrorism. It is simply organized crime.
Yeah.
And apparently just a boatload of higher military officials showed up to this. And it was a really big deal because he basically called them on the worldwide crime. And mm-hmm. apparently there's proaction going on with that now.
Yeah.
So again, in some of your most nefarious factions on the planet, you're really starting to see the light crack in those areas.
Yeah.
You know, this is perfect.
And you know, those criminal organizations go right to the highest levels in our own political system.
Big time.
As well. Like, we have an old saying, we call it Al CIA, duh, you know. You know, like, and that pretty much explains it, you know. And there's a lot of drugs involved and, you know, heroin and things like that in that whole situation. But that's all being exposed right now and for what it is. And, you know, it needs to end. You know, it needs to... We don't have to go hang everybody that's involved in it. We just say, okay, that, you know, that was then and this is now and we're not going to do that anymore. And so it's time to direct your energies in something that's going to be helping humanity, Earth, versus, you know, turning them all into addicts, you know, and turn them into, you know, especially with all the psychotropics and everything the other thing, turning people into mass murderers. That's all orchestrated, the whole thing.
Everything's orchestrated.
Yeah, I
mean,
we
have thousands and thousands of programs running in this matrix, if people only realized. There was also a call for the surrender of the Committee of 300.
Yeah.
About that? I thought that was really cool. And the World Bank, so that there's been a call and protesters demanding that they step forward and relinquish their power positions. I mean, that's huge. And, anyway, getting back to the Federal Reserve, this is a really interesting topic because you could see this so many different ways. Now, we hear that China has taken over the Federal Reserve, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How do you see that? Why do you think that happened? And where do you think that's going to assist, like the United States in particular?
Yeah. Well, the problem with the Federal Reserve is it's totally insolvent. And
yeah.
they've just been printing money like crazy. And there's no backing to it. And they're actually in extreme debt because they're supposed to be paying insurance on that money and backed by a certain amount of gold and things like that, which they were so far behind. And they've been basically foreclosed on. So it's like the people that got behind that just went crazy. You know, they just got power hungry and money hungry and wealth. And they just went nuts with it. And it was very irresponsible how things were done. Well, that's their only way out is a major bailout and to bring some legitimate value back to that system. And that's what the families are doing. They're bringing legitimate value back to the system. But, you know, the debt that we've been enslaved by, this massive, massive debt, you know, is just going to be, it's just numbers. It's just digital numbers.
It's just digital.
Yeah. And so that's going to be going out the door too, you know? So, mm-hmm. so it's, there's a lot of things that are going to happen with this change and with this shift. And there's such a massive amount of wealth and gold behind this shift that it's a lot of these things aren't a problem. They're kind of minor problems really, you know, as far as turning things around, but, you know, compared to the big picture, but I just see basically that they may just have the Federal Reserve just a very minor role. The money's going to go back to being printed by the Treasury. There'll be Treasury notes, and a lot of people are going to go to their ATM, and all of a sudden they're going to get Treasury notes instead of petrodollars, you know, or the Federal Reserve notes. And they're hoping this transition will be smooth. You know, we just don't know. The Illuminati are psychopaths. I mean, they've lost, but who knows what they're going to do on the way out, you know.
In regards to that, Laura Walker of the Oracle Report, she sent me a message the other day, and she said basically there is no more time for these guys. She said that this last weekend, was absolutely key. It says the rest of the month is the last prime opportunity for the collapsing of the power structures.
Yeah.
Now this is according to the astral charts and the way in which she looks at everything. It says it will have to stem its own falling. After this, there will be no more chance. This is according to her, just according to the astrology part of it. There will be no more chances to become the rulers of the world.
Yeah.
So through the month of January, that's it. As far as she's concerned.
It feels like it's all coming down, you know, and it is going to be announced, and most of it is going to be in place around, you know, the Chinese New Year's. So I think it might be announced quicker now because of the sign, you know, that they're given with the Phoenix.
Yeah, you know, February 19th is the New Year, but I have a feeling it's going to happen. The dates are anywhere from the 8th through the 19th, according to a lot of different people that I've kind of canvassed. And the other mm-hmm. thing, getting back to the Federal Reserve, I know you're right. You know, if you look at the bigger picture, it's just a minute piece of it. However, it's still that connection to the IRS.
Yeah.
And for those that are not aware, the Federal Reserve had its own trust, number 62, out of Puerto Rico, and that was the IRS. Okay?
Yeah.
So what's your vibe on that? How do you think that's going to unfold as far as people not having to pay taxes?
Well, a lot of these agencies that are actually funded, you know, through government, through the Federal Reserve and things like that are not going to be very functional for a while, and on a very limited level they're going to be functioning, and that whole thing being terrorized, you know, through taxes and things like that is also, it's not frequency specific to where the earth is going.
True.
It's going to change. It has to change.
True.
And so again, you know, I can see, you know, we all know, if you really look at the legal things, even senators have said taxes are voluntary. You know, we have to get our act together because people are going to stop paying taxes.
Right.
Because it's voluntary. I mean, senators have actually said this. And you know, this, you know, a lot of this financial stuff that's going on, it's not really my expertise, you know, and to focus on that. It's probably the last thing I want to focus on, but it's, for some reason, it's been brought into my attention or whatever, and the information has been given to me. But I see all of these agencies, if they don't get back into alignment with universal law and basically common law and things like that, and start serving the people, is that they will be done away with. They're going to implode. They're going to lose their funding. They're just not going to be around. They're not going to be able to function anymore. And I'm all for a good defense system, you know, and I'm all for, you know, we do need intelligence and things like that, you know, but not the expense of all of the ideals that we hold, you know, sacred, you know, and so, you know, personally, I like my privacy. I don't like people in my face all the time and looking through my cameras and going into my iPhones and you know,
playing
bugs and whatever, you know. It's just like, you know, I know what I'm doing. I'm working for the next generations. I'm working for the highest and best good of humanity and the earth. I don't need all that interference,
right?
You know,
right.
And the psychotronics and the chemtrails and all the other stuff that they're experimenting on people with. It's like we don't need that, and we need to hold the people that are doing this accountable. And I think that is going to come. It's going to come in the very near future. The people that have gone against universal law and that have, you know, gone against our basic rights, you know, our Bill of Rights, you might say, or whatever, is are going to be held accountable. And we're going to go back to basics, you know, back to what works.
You made a really good point about vibrationally aligning. I mean, number one, just to respond to what you said, first of all, I think the reason this is coming into your field, James, is because that is the focal point right now that represents the radical change in the physical, okay? It's
exactly.
like the core thing that everybody's looking for as a sign. So that's number one. Number two, there's rarely anybody out there that can include and combine and intertwine the spiritual aspects of the whole system, as well as just look at the physical aspects of the financial system. And you're a perfect person to do that. So I think that's one of the reasons. But I also think you had a good point. It's coming through the various realms into this reality. And it can no longer function because the vibration has gotten so high with first of all, the portals that we've all opened up, you know?
Exactly.
Okay? It can't exist anymore. That was another message that came through. And that's why I called you originally. I had such a strong vision, and I got such a hit that I was supposed to call you. And then, you know, what did you tell me? You know, Maui.
Yeah, and those portals are being infused with what they call smart light, you might say. And this light is a cleansing light. It knows where to go. It knows what to do. And it's just a mass injection of this consciousness and energy that is cleaning things up. And so on, as they said again, on the level of light, that's going on. Things are happening on every level, though, right down to physical. There's just a massive cleanup.
And people tend to think, when you talk about light, people tend to think, oh, God, you know, I'm purging, I'm cleansing, I'm getting rid of stuff. You know, oh, God, I got to go through all of that again, you know, at a higher octave. But what I think this is what's been told to me. The specific focus and function of this new, I should say, injection of light is it's taking down all of the malevolent technologies that are being used against us right now. That's what I was told. And
there'll come a time when all that is shut off. I mean, it's going to be non-functional anymore. And all of a sudden people are just going to open, like it's going to be the big aha, like, whoa, what happened? You know, where did that suppressive energy go? And it's going to be very easy for people to just pop open and awaken. And it's already happening. People are popping open all over. And people I thought were never going to get it. You know, I don't want to say never, but, you know, people that I was surprised, they were such redneck conservatives and things like that. And now they're going, whoa, this is, you know, and there's a part of that is good, you know, because they're good old boys and they have the basics down and they're the ones that are going to go, okay, this is nonsense, you know, and they're going to have the courage to step forward and straighten things out.
Like the country of Texas?
Yeah. You know, Texas had UFOs fly over Texas, and they did a poll on Texas to do you believe in extraterrestrial life and you know, UFOs. Basically, 99% of the people say yes.
I would 99%. Never expect that.
I actually screen captured that one. I said, I gotta use this one.
I can't even believe that. That's amazing.
Yeah. So I mean, the cover up's over, and these beings . And I wanted to talk a little bit about the benevolent Anunnaki that are coming in right now.
Yeah, please do.
If you stand in front of one of these beings, your life is going to change. I mean, they carry this beautiful, you know, there's a female that I've connected with twice where she's appeared to me. And I actually had a drawing done of her. But they are so exquisitely beautiful and loving. They're 8'3", you know, this one's 8'3" inches tall. they're just pure goddess energy and just this divine love coming from them. And you're just in total awe when you see these beings. And they're stepping back in and doing a major recall of the fallen ones. And the fallen ones actually opened the door for the reptilian and greys and the Archon network and things like that to get involved. And so they're recalling that. And so, like I said before, it's like the benevolent ones that do operate under universal law that never fail have returned, and they're working in conjunction with, you know, the Pleiadians, the Orion Council of Light, the Andromedans, Arcturians, all those groups. I'm sure the Sirians, you know, I'm sure I've missed a few.
Yeah,
are all working hand in hand right now using their, you know, they're very spiritually and technologically advanced beings, and they're coming into just a major cleanup, you know, to help us, you know, get back to Eden. You know, there's going to be a huge reset happen.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, it's so exciting. So exciting. Well, and, you know, on the world front, I mean, there's so many things showing that these beings have arrived, just from the standpoint that we're having miracle after miracle after miracle occur. You know, like Russia just passed a thing where they have made it illegal for all GMOs.
Yeah.
That just happened.
You know, 160 countries have banned GMOs.
It's fantastic.
And that's a subject that's very dear to my heart, because I've been working with the Shaka movement here in Hawaii, and getting them on the radios and networking and getting this information out through our massive email list and things, and getting support for them. And they won. They not just to label GMOs, banning GMOs off the island. The people rose up and on Maui here and said, no, we're done, no more GMOs. And but now they're trying to tie it up in federal court, and they're totally dishonoring the wishes of the people, which is going to blow up in their face, because that's basically a breach of trust. You know, that might even fall under treason, you know, for any judge to rule on that. But, you know, they cannot, it went through the political process, the people spoke, and they have to honor that. It's that's that simple.
What is your feeling about taking this into the regular court system versus, you know, how some people believe that if you're going to do a common law court, it should be completely unaffiliated with the existing admiralty law system. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, first I want to say I'm not a lawyer, so I can't really give legal advice. But personally, I had to go through the court system 10 times, actually, where they tried to take ESETI and shut us down. And it was quite an experience, but I operated under more of a sovereign position. And it was, you know, there's three judges that recused themselves and stepped down. And it just kept going over and over. And finally, they just dropped it, you know. But I told them, I said, I'm not here. I'm not under your jurisdiction. I'm not here as the all caps James Gillen. I'm here as the beneficiary, you know, holding the highest position in this case, you know, and so they didn't know what to do with it at first. I mean, and it got pretty hairy. I mean, I even got handcuffed one time.
Oh my God, I didn't know that, James.
Yeah, it was interesting, but, you know, I stood my ground, and because what they're doing was wrong. It was dead wrong. I mean, they came up with all these violations and violations on things that they knew I had permits on. And the permits were on the wall right there, signed off, everything. They wrote me tickets and charged me, and they tried to charge me for a felony for code violations, which is illegal anyway because it's a misdemeanor. It's not a felony. Mm. And they just kept making stuff up, you know. And so, you know, my heart goes out to people that are dealing with this corrupt system that are under the gun, because I know what it's like. But, you know, we all need to just get educated and stand up and just say, no, you know, this is wrong. You know, I'm not going to deal with this extortion. I'm not going to, you know, set it right. You know, and we paid for all of our pyramids, everything, and they refused to give them to us, and then wrote us tickets and then tried to throw me in jail for not paying it. We even tried to pay the tickets, and they wouldn't even, you know. They said, well, if you pay the tickets, we'll give you your permits. And then we paid the tickets, and they didn't give us our permits. So it's all pure corruption. It was just pure evil dealing with this system.
Now, when did that stop? You know, when did they drop the whole thing?
About a year ago, over a year ago, good it's just been you. Dropped. And so it's done. You know, they haven't moved wow. on it or anything.
What's
but
the-
right now we're basically, we're setting up a consulate and you know, we patented the land. We're out of the system. We're not even in the system anymore. So there's no jurisdiction.
Right on.
It's something we're all going to have to learn to do yeah. or redo the whole system because the whole system is based on extortion and is very corrupt.
I see everybody that they think they own their house or their car
yeah.
or anything because they don't. That's going to be a huge wave of education that's required by everyone, you know,
yeah.
to take back their whatever it is they want to hold.
yeah,
to hang on
your
to.
Deed, your deed is just saying that you're basically renting from the state, you know.
Yeah.
And so people don't realize that. How come they can come on my property and everything else? Because it's not your property. You know, your title does not give you the real title that you need, you know, to maintain your gates.
There's so many cool things going on. I mean, throughout the year of 2014, one of the things I really started noticing was the orchestrated and really well planned out enormous world protests.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, those are great.
And they've really made some effects on
yeah.
the planet. And the you were talking about GMOs. One of the things I'm really big about is fracking. And
yeah.
when I started doing some research, I had no idea how many states, counties, and countries they've already ruled that they will not allow fracking.
Nice.
I mean, it was
yeah.
like something like 160 the other day that
wow.
I had not even been aware of. That's really
well, it's crazy. Totally destroying their aquifers, you know. Without
yes.
water, you don't have a city, you know,
yes.
you don't have a town. You destroy the aquifer, what are you going to do? Just keep buying bottled water from 7-Eleven or something? You know, it's like...
With petroleum
like,
in it?
Yeah.
in the plastic
bottle? You
can
turn bottles. Your shower on and blow your house up, you know, it's like... and who, you know, the stuff they put in there, they said it's a proprietary secret. They're not even going to tell you what they're putting in those wells, and they're... And these barrels, you see them, you know, with stickers on them, toxic, radiation, whatever. I don't know. They have these extreme toxic symbols on these barrels. That can't be good.
No.
Any way you look at it, you know, it's like,
no.
like how can you dump that into the mother? You know, the very platform for life you depend on for sustenance. How can you just totally it's just insanity.
Insanity. And I think, wasn't there a really famous case with an American Indian jurisdiction about that, right?
Yeah. I think they in the. I can't remember which nation it might have been the Lakota.
That sounds right.
I'm not sure. It just said no fracking. Period. You're not no fracking on our land.
Because people got really sick, right? Something about he stumbled upon these barrels. In a part of the land that nobody ever went to, but he knew it was military related.
Yeah.
And then he got really sick and a whole bunch of other people did too. And
yeah,
but he said the best thing about it was it brought a lot of awareness to the American Indians that lived on that reservation.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, which I think spread and, you know, we have to always
it's pretty crazy. You know, it's like, it's funny that even though we're like Scotch Irish Cherokee. My great grandmother was Cherokee, and I've gone through the process to reestablish that. And a lot of people look at me, you know, and they go, "You're not Native American," you know. And I said, "Well, half me is." You know, there's a little war going on between the Scotch Irish and me and the Indian, but you know, we're both troublemakers, I guess. You know, so on standing firm, you know, on what's right, you know, so it's kind of funny. So I have both sides of that in my blood, you know, that are people that know what's right, you know, and they've always, you know, stood in their own divinity and saying, hey, this is wrong, period. You know, so it's
a spiritual
kind of
warrior
like,
in you.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, it's like, I'm not here to harm anybody or warn anybody. I'm just here to say, hey, you know, you're ruining your children's future. You know, it's like you're harming yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the karma you're creating around this is going to come back at you. And whatever short-term gain you're making, you're going to lose it. You know, that's just universal law. So I don't want to say I warn people. I'm just here to remind them that they're hurting themselves and the next generations.
So what would you say to the people that come to you now versus, say, a year ago, who are saying, you know what, James, I just want to feel like I have gifts. I just want to feel like I'm making a connection. What would you say?
Well, the funny thing about it is that no matter how hard you try, you can't separate yourself from omnipresence. So, but you can hold the beliefs that you're separate, and that's and you create that reality.
Beautiful.
But the big cosmic joke is that, you know, the creator is omnipresent within all creation. So you never were separate, you know, but I mean, we have made a lot of choices and decisions that and gained a lot of wisdom from those choices and decisions. And we're learning what works and what doesn't work. But you were never separate in that. And the source just said, you know, as you wish, you know, go for it, you know, but but you are going to have a reaction to that, you know. You know, we'll see what you're creating. You know, is it good? You know, I love the Cherokee Nation. You know, that's we're part, I'm part Cherokee, but they have a saying like, if it isn't good for everyone, it isn't good. And it's really that simple. Mm-hmm. You know, if it isn't good for Mother Earth, it isn't good. It isn't good for your neighbor, it isn't good. You know, it's very simple, you know, and too bad we can't implement that, you know,
yeah.
In the highest levels of our leadership. Just say, hey, you know, you may get this big bonus check and everything else. It might be good for you and everything else, but you're selling the people out in the process.
What do you feel is the best way for people to start taking action? What do you think is the most effective way for them to take action?
I think just stop participating in anything that's harmful to humanity and the earth, you know, and stop. There's a thing called impeccable integrity. And you know, we intellectually will explain away and do things we know are not in the highest and best good of humanity. Or we'll say, well, I need a job, I need to feed my family, or I need to do this, I need to do that. Well, it doesn't matter. If you're tied to the beast, when the beast falls, you're going to fall with the beast. So it is going to fall. I mean, it's in all the prophecies. It's not sustainable. So it's so important right now to shift gears and get out of that program, you know, get out of the, you know, anything that's not in the highest and best good of humanity, earth, don't involve yourself in it anymore.
And yourself, because you're a temple of God.
Yeah.
So what is your feeling about the fall of the actual matrix? Do you actually believe that, you know, we have at least 2 weeks or 2 months of just, you know, we're not going to have access to money, food, gasoline? What is your thought on that?
Well, that would be only if the cabal tried some major shenanigan, you know, or which they could, you know, still. But that's going to backfire on them so fast. I mean, they're going to be exposed exactly for who they are and why they're doing it and everything. So people are pretty smart right now. I don't foresee that happening. You know, I have an old saying, you know, praise Allah, tie your camel. You know, it's like, and so, you know, it's probably good to have a little reserve, you know, have a little extra food around. I mean, nature can come by and shut things down. I'm here in Hawaii. We just had almost like a mini hurricane come through here, as I was talking about earlier.
Wow.
Well, all the power went down. Some people were out power for a couple of days, you know, or a day and a
wow.
half. And we just got everything back up, the power on, the internet and everything else. But it was pretty intense. And, you know, I woke up in the morning and I wanted to go down to my favorite, you know, little breakfast place, Colleen's here in Haiku, you know? And so I get up and I go, oh, I'm going to go down and have breakfast, meet a bunch of friends and things like that. And sure enough, you know, I go down there and it's dark. It's all black. And I went, whoops, you know, I guess they don't have power either, you know? So it was a pretty major event, but you know, then all of a sudden I could, well, you have a choice, you know, you either go hungry or you have some eggs at home.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Always. So what you're saying is just be smart and be prepared, but you know,
yeah.
Even those little situations like that, can't you see that it's a little bit of a way of the light creating community?
Exactly.
You know,
I mean, what's so hard about going down and getting a 25-pound bag of rice and beans, and
right.
You can add other stuff to that, you know.
Yeah.
You know, if you're out in the country, why don't you build yourself a little chicken coop? You know, that's what we have. We have chickens, you know, we have yaks. We have a big herd of yaks. We have
mass
gardens. Yeah, we have a herd of yaks there, which are really cool. I love them.
Aww.
But we have this massive bull. You know, you can go out there and pet him.
Cool.
You know, I can. But if you don't know him, he might, might take care of business. You have to know who he is. You know, but I wouldn't advise it to go out there unless you know the herd, you know, and the herd accepted you because they can't get nasty. But I just see that, you know, there's no reason why people can't just cover your basics.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't cost much, you know, just buy a few cans. I mean, one time I was up at the ranch and we had a massive storm come through. It was a tropical express, you know, Hawaiian pineapple express, they call them. There was about probably 4 feet of snow on the ground and this warm, warm water came in and rain and just dumped heavy on top of that. Well, the water went over the snow, the top of the snow.
Ooh.
So you already had 4 feet of snow and then the water going over the top of it. And it just made a mess of everything. And it actually took the highway out.
Oh,
and there was no way in or out to get to Trout Lake for a couple of weeks. You know, and I thought about the power, no power, no nothing. Well, I was set up, you know, I had propane. I could take a hot bath or a shower. I could cook my food. You know, I stored a few cans. I had a bunch of cans of beans and other things and soups and stuff like that to use. And I had, a pretty good little stockpile. And, you know, I just lit a candle. You know, I had wood for heat, you know, and I just, you know, lit a candle here and there. And it was great. I mean, it was so quiet. You know, there's no power. There's no internet. There's no Wi-Fi. There's nothing, you know.
Oh, it must have been cool.
Yeah.
Really
and
cool.
Even the cell phone tower wasn't working. So it was, it was pretty nice. It was really interesting. And I used that time to just really tap in and increase my own intuitive abilities and telepathic abilities.
That's a good
really
point.
Get in touch with creator.
Do you feel like these will be on the uprise as the energies get more, fine, more.
Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say?
I do. I think our present grid is going to have a really hard time maintaining itself. Just because it's archaic, we have other technologies that aren't even affected by, you know, solar flares and coronal mass ejections and things like that.
Yeah.
That could put in place and
that's
have on
point.
Hand ready to go, you know. So.
So it's almost like that's probably the ultimate goal right now of the galactics working with us is to get that structure ready so that it can be a completely seamless transition. That's just what I feel very strongly.
Yeah, I agree. And you know, as we raise in frequencies, a lot of the technology isn't going to work.
Yes.
Because the energy is going to be so strong, it's just going to short things out.
Yeah.
You know, if we go through a magnetic pole shift, that's another thing, you know, that's definitely on the books coming up. You know, that would create a real mess of technology. So there's so many different ways that we could, you know, if the grid went down, you know, your ATMs don't work, your plastic cards don't work, the pumps aren't pumping the sewage or the water.
Yeah.
You know, your house turns into a smelly death trap, basically, eventually, if you don't have it set up for that. You know, but we're in a good space. You know, everything's, water's gravity fed, you know, that we have septic tanks, you know, that there's not a problem with us, you know, with that. But people in the cities are going to have a real problem because everything's pumped.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, if you don't have a full tank of gas, you're not going to be able to get out of the city either. And probably there's going to be a lot of people running out of gas without being able to get gas and on the highways and gridlocks and things like that. So I'm really hoping it doesn't come to that. But, I mean, it's just, you know, can you imagine something happened like that and everybody just chilled, you know, for you know, I got food, you know, I got a way to cook it. Hey, knock on your neighbor's door. Yeah, I got a propane, you know, stove, you know, let's pull our stuff together, you know, and I think it would be awesome for people to get into more of a communal type situation, you know.
And it allows for the human spirit to reach out. And so many people that are on the wheel, all they're doing is just going to work, paying their bills, feeding their kids, you know, not getting enough sleep.
Yeah.
I mean, that's another thing. I mean, have you noticed how much sleep you're requiring lately?
I don't know how much I'm not getting lately. Because
I'm up three times that a too.
Doing clearing energy and moving things. And so, I haven't been getting a lot of sleep lately because, and especially the full moon right now, we have a full moon coming up and which is a really excellent time to do your affirmations and get clear on what you want for the new year and release the past, you know, and go forward.
Wasn't the full moon last night?
It's coming up tonight.
Tonight.
Stay sunny? Yeah, tonight.
Yeah. Okay.
I think it's 6 o'clock. I'm not sure.
Yeah. What do you think about all the sinkholes?
Well, that's the Earth's expanding, and she's expanding, you know, she's moving and things are moving and waterways are changing and things like that. And stuff's just falling in and disappearing.
I never thought of it that way. That's very interesting. So tell us a little bit about the latest that's going on with East City Ranch. You know, have you had more people visiting you lately?
Well, right now I'm in Maui, so.
Well,
so
I know that.
Pretty much closed. It's the interest is exponential. You know, we had to kind of shut down while we're going through all the court stuff, but we're getting ready to take off again.
Cool.
And I think we're looking forward to an awesome new year, you know, with the conferences. I know you're going to be at the conference and 4th of July conference. And so, yeah, it's going to be amazing. And so we're looking forward to just really jumpstarting. And now we have the energy behind us. I mean, this other opposing energy, which has just been basically kicking my butt on every level, is now diminishing. And so now we can really get going.
Good.
But, you know, everybody thinks, you know, yeah, you just sit up on the mountain and meditate. No, we've been going to war. I hate to tell you this, but there's a spiritual war going on. And there's a lot of people working on other people's behalf that don't even know what's going on. They have no idea what's happening. And other whole civilizations are stepping in and helping us with this. But,
tell people a little bit about that.
We've had regenerate ETs or degenerate ETs, whatever word you want to use, involved here on the planet for some time. We've had the fallen Anunnaki. We've got greys, reptilians, a whole host of the serpent beings, all kinds of different beings that have just been wreaking havoc on the planet. And that's that Archon network, that grid. You know, it's a grid that was set into place, and that's being taken out, and that's being cleaned up.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot of us that have been extremely involved in that. And you know, it's the old saying, pioneers take the most arrows, you know, it's like,
Big time.
So, I mean, I'm actually kind of recuperating from that right now. And getting my health.
Me too.
Yeah. Trying to get my health back together after all that.
Yeah.
But, you know, I feel really good about it. It's shifting, it's going forward and you know, that whole network that's been working against humanity and enslaving humanity is just coming down. It's being taken out. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, all these things, you know, the chakra movement we're doing here is probably going to go, it's going to be the shot heard around the world because we didn't just get labeling. We totally put a moratorium on them and stop, you know, we're stopping the GMOs altogether. You know, with all the other countries waking up too, they're saying, no, we don't want your GMO corn or rice or anything else. So
I've noticed that. They're rejecting a lot of the produce.
So even the farmers are taking a big hit. They're going, what? Wait a second. You said, you know, we're going to do okay, and now we can't even sell our food, our crops. And they're waking up and realizing that they were set up, you know, and screwed big time. So it's all going to come back. I mean, whoever's putting this energy out and what they've been up to with, call them on Satan, you know, it's all going to come back home. It's going to come back home to roost. They can't function. They're not sustainable energetically or frequency specific to the Earth's evolution. So, you know, I always tell people just keep the pressure on, you know, it's eventually nobody's going to want their food. You know, they won't want any of their products. And they're going to find out how harmful and debilitating some of their products are, like glycophosphate and phosphate and Roundup. All these things that they're using are just extremely toxic and creating severe health hazards and things like that. And
so isn't Roundup the same thing as Agent Orange?
Yeah, they're even adding Agent Orange to it to boost it, you know, but it's similar. But yeah, it's you know, it creates all kinds of havoc on the body, and they've tested it, you know, labs have tested it. They the real science have tested all this, and they know what it does. You know, it creates kidney failure, your whole systems get shut down, liver failure, you know, brain problems. And over on some of the other islands here, on Molokai and some of the other islands, they're having severe problems with drifting. You know, they're using up to 150 combinations of pesticides and herbicides and things like that. It's unbelievable. And they don't even know what they're going to do. They don't know what effects they're going to have or anything. Well, all the people downwind, you know, this island gets winds and the winds blow. And they blow everywhere. And they're finding out all the fallout, even from all the sugar cane they're burning. All that stuff's going up in the atmosphere and coming down. And people are getting really sick, you know. And you know, one time they're burning, spraying them with DDT, you know, and then they're burning it. You know, well, what does that do? What's that done over the years to people's health? You know, and so a lot of people, they're coming down with all these cancers and organ failures and things like that. It's a direct result of the misuse of these toxins and these chemicals.
You know, a lot of people ask me, you know, what can we do about the chemtrails? And when I spoke with Joseph, mm-hmm. I thought he really did have a good point. When it gets to something where it's this mysterious off-world kind of place where they're getting this stuff, you know, even though they're using Air Force planes, it's a big mystery sometimes.
Yeah.
Where are they getting this stuff from? Mm-hmm. And he just said, you know, we just need to realize we're creator gods and to convert it. You know, every time we go out, we bless it. We just perceive that it's, you know, raining on us with, you know, health, wealth, happiness, joy.
Yeah.
Instead of getting angry, you know, I mean, it's like,
that's I see both sides of that, but I also see there's a lot of people that have no idea what's being done to them.
True.
And I don't really believe in victims. They do need to get educated as to what's happening and take a stand on it.
Absolutely.
And wake up. But, you know, I mean, there's little kids. They don't know what's being put on them, you know, and they're reacting to the chemicals and all the heavy metals and things like that. And so it's like, it just, no matter what you look at it, it just isn't right. What they're doing is extremely toxic. It's debilitating. It's causing severe health, asthma, you know, autism, all these things. If the inoculations weren't enough, creating all the autism, the chemtrails are doing the same thing. Alzheimer's, everything is coming from these things. And, you know, these barium salts and aluminum oxide and strontium and stuff in these chemtrails are all extremely toxic. And what goes up comes down. It's real simple. You know, do we want that in our water? Do we want it in our food? Do we want to be inhaling this on a regular basis? And what is it doing to us? It's pretty obvious what it's doing to us. It's dumbing people down, making people sick, making people ill. You know, the fluoride out in the water, all these things that they're doing are just, it seems like our government is being run by a bunch of psychopaths that are genocidal maniacs.
Absolutely.
And that's pretty much true.
And I think the thing that just really needs to sink in is that they're not human.
Yeah.
Because if they were human, they would not do what they do.
Exactly. These are very inhuman acts.
Very.
And so the beings that are, I mean, they have puppets doing their work, but the real power that's doing all this nonsense isn't human. They're very sick psychopathic entities that care nothing for human life or earth life as well.
I was going to ask you, who are you primarily? You said you were working with these new benevolent Anunnaki.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any other particular groups that you're working with, galactic groups?
Well, yeah, with the benevolent Anunnaki come the Syrian lion beings. They're 17 foot tall, seventh dimensional beings that are the benevolent protectors. And they're coming in as well as some fifth and sixth dimensional feline beings that we work with quite a bit. and mainly palladium, a lot of palladium energy coming in. And then the basic masters are also, you know, putting their 2 cents in, you know, and helping out as well. So I work a lot with Babaji and some of the other masters that come here on a regular basis. And Blaji is one of the Palladian master teachers that comes in.
That's cool.
Yeah, I could go on and on. I mean, there's so many names, I don't even know where to start.
So have you had any really cool UFO sightings lately?
Well, yeah, here in Maui, we were having a barbecue. And there's, you know, a group of people that aren't even into this at all. And a nice gold ship flew right over us.
Nice.
Yeah, so it made a believer out of quite a few people, you know, that ordinarily.
Very cool.
You know, and one kept saying, oh, that's a satellite. And I go, you see how low that is? That's not a satellite, you know. And then they go, well, it's a plane. And I go, well, there's no running lights on it. There's no strobe. There's no running
flashing
lights. It's just one bright gold light, you know, cruising across. And he goes, oh, I don't know. I don't know what it is. And all of a sudden it just vanished. Well, he was like, it just went pop. He goes, where'd it go? Where'd it go? And I said, was a plane, you know, with a morphing device on it, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
You no, I made a joke about it. I said, well, actually, that was Wonder Woman. Like, that was an invisible plane. She decided to flip the switch, you know. I said, you know, sometimes it's just the obvious. You know, you see something like that, it's the obvious. You know, it's not our technology. Although we do have them, you know, we have our own UFOs out there.
And do you feel that they're actually going to step on ground zero this year?
Well, I think they are already in a lot of places. A lot of people are having seeing them. There's a lot of contacts happening, especially in countries that don't shoot at them, where people are seeing them on the ground and doing things that they need to do. And I just think it all depends on the consciousness that's there to greet them as to how close they're going to get.
And I mean, have there been any actual landings of ships that have been reported? Because I know as soon as that happens, the military's all over it.
Yeah, yeah. And they have some kind of reciprocal agreements with other countries, too. And so, you know, it doesn't matter where they land. Sometimes they're all over it. But, you know, Peru has taken an active role in creating a liaison, you know, situation. And suppose the United Nations has their group. And, you know, there's all kinds of things that are being done, you know. But, you know, we've had, in the very beginning of the SETI, we had some landings. You know, we had full-blown landings and had face-to-face contact. But they said that they can't, you know, after they did that, they said that, you know, I need to develop my telepathic abilities, that they can't do that anymore because it's not so much dangerous for them. They just don't want a conflict. They don't want to deal with the aggression. And it's more dangerous for the people on the ground.
Yeah. It's more dangerous for people like you who receive that visitation.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? I mean, you're going to pay for it. And I have. I mean, I've had so many attempts on my life. I didn't want to go into that. But, I mean, they've tried everything to shut me up.
Yeah. Yeah. But you're still here.
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody's looking after me.
Yeah. You're definitely protected. So how do you see 2015 unfolding? You know, tell us your whole perspective of how you see us going from this point forward.
I just think it's a year of personal responsibility and accountability that, you know, we're in the apocalypse, which means everything's being uncovered. You know, everything is being seen for what it is. The hidden stuff just isn't hidden anymore. And
right.
The reaction time to these actions is extremely accelerated.
That's a good point.
So it's things that, you know, you could do something and get away with it for 5 or 6 years and then it would come up and they'd divert people's attention with some other false flag thing or something like that. Well, now it doesn't work. I mean, it's instant. I mean, they people pull something, they get called on it like almost instantly and it's all over the internet.
Yeah.
So it's, I feel really good about it. It's going to be, you know, it's going to take a little time to get implemented, but I think it's going to be a real year of prosperity and a real year of extreme assistance, you know, in turning the planet around. And when we get, you know, the star nations are all waiting for us to get our act together so they can step in and help clean up the planet.
Yeah. And in fact, I think I read somewhere that 2014 had the highest number of false flags ever.
Yeah.
You know, so that's a great sign that the awareness is there and we're not co-creating that reality with the cabal, which is great.
Exactly.
And the other thing I really feel is the last year, 2014, it was all about shredding our densities, purging all the old stuff that wasn't working with us. This is a whole new ball game this year. This is definitely going to, I just feel like it's going to be an easier year from that standpoint.
I agree. I've watched so many people, you know, even relationships break up and things like that that just were dysfunctional. They couldn't maintain them anymore. You know, they just were not, nobody was happy. And so I saw all kinds of turmoil and chaos and people losing their jobs and houses and everything, which was perpetuated by the banksters.
Yeah.
But I think we're going to go in the opposite direction, where people are going to be making connections with people that are more, that resonate with them, that are on the same page. People are going to be becoming more abundant. You know, it's like I just see it in a really good way. We're moving in the right direction now.
Oh, it's very exciting. Well, so with that said, is there any other important message you'd like to leave us with? And, fill us in on. I mean, I know you're in Maui and you're doing a lot of work over there, as always.
Yeah.
Is there anything else that you'd want to leave us with today?
Well, basically we all just need to, it's weird to just have faith, I don't want to say hope, because hope is a different word, but, have faith, trust in the universe that things are unfolding in a really good way. Be patient with the transition as things do transcend, and do everything on your part to raise your own frequencies and be in alignment with the higher consciousness and energy that's coming in to assist the planet. And, and maybe stop, don't greet your Star Nation friends with shotguns, and aggression and fear.
Yeah.
And they don't want to be worshipped either. There are elder brothers and sisters and they're coming to help us out. And so some of them are karmically tied into the earth and what happens here. And so they're coming here to rectify that. So
that's a good point. And they're here to remind us also of what we already know.
Exactly.
They're here to advise us, And they don't treat you like you're beneath them. If they then that's a red flag about what kind of guidance you're getting. They really are here to empower you.
You're the chosen one. They'll tell you you're the chosen one. The chosen ones are the ones who chose. Chosen by the source. We're all loved unconditionally by the source. So we're all chosen on that level. So it's a matter of what are you going to do? What are you going to do with the information? What are you going to do with the energy? And
what are you going to do to make this planet a different place for the all? For all of us to live harmoniously, not just for some.
Exactly. And I think it is so important right now is that lip service is over. It's time to act.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's good to talk about things and support people in their own awakening and healing process and things like that. But it's time to really act on it, make things happen.
Good point. Well, James, as always, you're just such a beam of light. For the community, and I know you've taken a lot of darts and arrows for the cause. I know that that's been going on lately, and that's something I also want to bring up before we tie this up, and that is, people, please stop participating in the dissension. It is totally a distraction. It is not about the messenger, it's about the message.
Because you're playing right into their hands.
You really are. And if people researched and they saw how many people have been targeted, I've been watching it since like June, July-ish. It's really escalated because they're getting more desperate.
Yeah. And I've had all kinds of things sent to me where, opportunities to where I could have participated in something or not, and I chose not to.
Me too.
And because I could see, I had the foresight to see it. This is a huge drama that I don't want to get involved in.
Right.
So my little spidey senses, said, right turn, Clyde, don't go there. so I did.
Well, it's a time waster. It's a distraction and it's completely deliberate to divide and conquer our community when we all should be working together. And instead of shredding the character of all the people that, have really tried to have an intention Let's just focus on the goal at hand, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I've come, you know, the stuff I've been throwing at me, you know, people say, you know, yeah, he's on drugs. He does this or that. You know, I said, well, I'll pee in a cup anytime. You know, it's like, and they go, well, it's all made up, you know, and I go, all the photos were rigged and everything else of the masters appearing here and everything. Those photos were taken by guests, by other people. You know, I had nothing to do with them. And you know, all this stuff, the cameras and the videos don't lie. And you've got the witnesses, too, as well. And so all this character assassination stuff is to me is just ridiculous.
It's over the top right now.
But it's important too to realize is that I don't need any acceptance and approval outside of myself, you know. Mm-hmm. And I'm always going to do the highest and best good, you know, focus on that and for all concerned. And I'm first to say I'm not infallible, you know. It's like, especially when you're dealing with humans, you know, in that fickle nature, you don't know. You know, even the masters don't know what we're going to do. Well, let's try this. And then they go off in another direction. They go, oh, that didn't work. Let's try this. You know, so we're all doing the best we can, you know, to help people evolve and heal. And sometimes it doesn't always go in the direction we'd like it to. But, you know, that's free will and human choice, which we have to honor.
Yeah. Thank you for that. Thank you. I mean, you know, it's time for us to band together and not allow that dissension to be. I feel like 2015 needs to be the year where we break out of that same old way of responding to the trolling. Because frankly, there are some people I know right now that have tracked down a lot of the stuff that's being started, and there's a lot of trolling.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
like, you know, you think it's coming from somewhere. You think you got information that was such and such. And if you really have the technological capability to track it down, a lot of times you're going to find out that you were played yourself. So we all have to be very, very careful the information we're receiving and stay in an observatorial position.
Yeah.
You know?
And don't wait for some external force to come save you. You know, we need to save ourselves and get busy and get on with it. And then whatever you need will come, you know. But it's if we're sitting around waiting for the package or the other stuff or things like that, it's like, you know, you're not doing your work, you know. You know, it's just the way it is. You know, like we need to get off our butts and move forward and get busy and start, you know, bringing this shift about, you know, on a personal level.
Right on. Well, I love you, and I just want to thank you. I know you had to cut your fun at the sun and the waves today to do this, and I appreciate it. I know everybody that's listening appreciates it too.
Oh, I got to swim with the turtles this morning, so that made my day, you know.
Man.
So I'm in a good space. So
Are you talking the big ones?
Yeah, the big turtles. So hey, thanks for having me on the show, and love to come on anytime, and you're a great host, and keep up the good work.
Thank you so much, James. I appreciate all you do. And everybody, if you have any questions, you know how to reach me. Just go ahead and go to galacticconnection.com/daily-blog, and you can go ahead and see our blog that's available 365 days a year, 24/7. As well as our BBS radio shows. We do this as a free service. If you feel compelled to support us with donations, we do appreciate it. And with that said, we send you a great happy new year from the Gregorian calendar, right? The biggie is March 31st. But until then, stay tuned and we'll talk to you later. Thanks a lot and lots of love. Bye.